It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Alcoholics Anonymous is serious about that second A, but some choose to make their participation public. Rachel B. from Woodbury, Minnesota emailed to tell us, I am a stay-at-home suburban mom with 4.5 years of sobriety in AA. I ended my anonymity myself before I went to treatment for 30 days. I was open with anyone who needed to know about my upcoming absence, my kids' teachers, the school, the PTA, of which I was an active member, my neighbors, even the pharmacist who would deal with my husband rather than me. I never wanted my kids to have to lie about where I was and why. It would have added a layer of shame that wasn't necessary. Both of my parents have 30-plus years of sobriety in AA. I knew where to go when I needed help. They were an open invitation to recovery in their example. Perhaps I can be that invitation to recovery for someone when they need help. The change in young adult literature from Judy Blum to a darker world of profane language, violence, drugs, and sex sent many of you to your keyboards. Wanda Benson from Palo Alto sent this comment. Young adults are confronting a lot of issues of sexuality and personal boundaries and safety. Many are topics they are hesitant to bring up with parents. A lot of parents will zero out at the thought of their children knowing these things. On the other hand, slightly older adolescents love the cachet of being the source of this dark knowledge, and marketers know that dark knowledge will sell to kids who are saved the difficulty of talking about such things to their parents. And it's summer, time for the kids to take a break from school, but are they losing lessons learned last term? We asked teachers and parents to respond. Megan Garvin from Rockford, Illinois, sent this comment. I'm a teacher at a high-poverty elementary school, the only one in our district. Our summer break is only 6 weeks long, and it's remarkable how little the kids lose compared to my years at traditional schools. We're able to start right in with the next year's curriculum, partly because we don't have to reassess skill levels. I can't stress enough what a bonus it is for the low-income, at-risk population. If you have a correction, a comment, or a question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. You can also sign up for our email newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the show. For that, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation, then scroll down to the sign-up box. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN or follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Prisca Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Kirsten Garris. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Neil Tevault, Cal Southworth, and Tom Marquito in New York, Manya, and Neil Rausch. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, Washington still debates the deficit. Minnesota's in week two of a shutdown, and Sarah Palin says she'd probably win if she decides to run. Political junkie Ken Rudin will join us. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.